You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes, and a very good Wednesday morning to you and yours. DNR with you and yours on 98.7 ESPN. Today's Stump Wednesday, Stump Rothenberg. We were talking about it, I think, on the show yesterday. Stump Merrill, Yankees former manager.
Yep.
You think that at any point I stole Stump Rothenberg from Stump Merrill?
No. If anything's been stolen, it's the actual concept of Stump Rothenberg.
It's been stolen by numerous outlets.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't discuss this. Now, we have it on in the studio.
Opening day, baby.
Opening day of baseball. First pitch about 4 minutes away. It's ridiculous.
It's not opening day.
This is ridiculous.
Well, stop it. Going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy this.
Okay. Selfishly, I'm going to love this because we happen to be here at this time, and opening day coincides with the start of our show. So that is great. This is ridiculous.
All the leagues are doing it. This is not just Major League Baseball. The NHL does this.
What, they start in the middle of the night in a foreign country?
Well, it's in a foreign country, yeah, depending on what the time change is.
Well, football doesn't do it.
Well, football goes to different countries. I mean, you get the 9 a.m. start on Sundays.
Yeah, but 9 a.m. start on Sunday when it's not the opening of the season.
It's not the beginning of the season.
Right. It's not. I mean, baseball is, if you think about the most tradition-rich sport that we have in this country, whether baseball is the most popular now, which in fact I don't think anyone would say
that it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's clearly not. Like, but when you think about tradition filled, it is baseball still, right? It's the history. It's Babe Ruth. It goes back, you know, forever ago.
The pageantry.
I mean, opening day. And you know, the Reds always had the first game at like 11 o'clock in the morning on opening day. I'm sorry. And listen, I'll enjoy.
The time is gone.
Partaking in the game today and tomorrow because we're up and we get to enjoy that. This is ridiculous.
The time of that is gone, though. I mean, they're trying to grow their sport. That's what this is all about.
But it's, I mean, you're at 6 o'clock in the morning in South Korea.
I don't think that they care.
Clearly they don't, but it's absurd.
I understand what you're saying, and I completely get it. You know how much I love baseball, but, I mean, for us doing a radio show at 6 o'clock in the morning, this is great because we get some live sports.
Selfishly, this is awesome. It's like the same way when the golf is, the British Open, or whatever they call it, the Open Championship is going on at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Australian Open's great. Nice.
Yes, selfishly because you're involved in waking up early. The only reason you're so excited, I mean, you love baseball. I get it. I love baseball too. I'm excited to watch this game. We must be in the extreme minority of people watching this game that are all about it right now.
I would agree with that. But I think that ship has sailed for baseball.
Clearly.
Right? I mean, I think that for them, it's trying to make their sport more popular or get it back to the popularity that they're accustomed to having.
But
right now, you
couldn't send these guys to South Korea in May? And have like a three-game series?
I don't know if that's fair to them as far as how you... I mean, now, baseball.
The travel coming back.
They play every day.
So do they come back to spring training?
No. They'll come back.
You sure?
Get readjusted, reacclimated, and then...
I mean, because baseball doesn't start for another 8 days from right now. So they don't come back and play exhibition games? That's it?
Well, they might. Yeah, they might. But I mean, I think them
that's
starting...
That's weird, no?
Them starting this early is to get themselves back and readjusted before they get into the grind.
But how weird would that be?
Season.
You go over, you play like Padres, Dodgers. That's big stuff. And then you might come back and play exhibition games.
Well, listen,
very odd.
I understand what you're saying, and I get it, and I know how you know how we both feel about opening day. But this is just another attempt to grow their sport.
I get it, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I can't comment on it.
I mean, you got a guy for the Padres that's from Seoul.
I understand.
So I mean, you got
he's on the mound today, right?
Kim?
Oh,
no.
Oh, not Darvish, right?
No, not Darvish.
Darvish is what, Japanese? Okay.
And then you got Otani. I mean, this is a big deal. The place is packed.
Of course it's packed. Of course. I mean, listen, I don't deny the fact that they're not crazy excited. Of course they're excited. Just for me. RJ, how do you feel about this? Take a side. And don't do the, well, I can see both ways being very fair. Take a real side. Does this bother you that baseball starting 6 o'clock in the morning, Padres, Dodgers in another country?
Well, yes. My disclaimer is that I'm going to watch it also because it's on. I love live sports at 6 a.m. It's strange. Baseball's we think of it as a domestic sport. They're trying to think of it as an international sport. So for me personally, yeah, I find it strange. But for what they're doing, yeah, I guess.
Baseball is huge over there.
Yeah. Huge.
Right now, interest in baseball is waning in the United States. It is. It's a regional sport now.
It's a regional sport now.
So the more opportunities, and this is one of those situations where the two teams that they sent over have real appeal over there.
They do.
For us, it's weird. Well, I guess not for us because this is great for us, but for most people, you're not going to set your alarm on a Wednesday morning at 6 to watch a baseball game, or do you have the time to sit home and watch a baseball game because you go to work? But this is strictly for the people over there.
Right. And to grow the game on an international level.
We get 162 of these things. And how many people, raise your hand outside of us because it's our job, watch every single one of the 162?
How many Mets games would you say you watch a year live?
What sucks for is the people, what really sucks is for the fans of this team.
So if you're a Padres fan, it's 3 o'clock in the morning for you in San Diego.
Yeah. Well, both teams, LA too.
Right. But could you, and you're almost obligated, I mean, if you're like a passionate diehard, like if this is your Giants, for me, you have to wake up and watch it.
You would think, yeah.
So if this was the Mets right now, 3 o'clock in the morning, you up watching it if work was not involved?
If work was not involved for the first one, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not the second one, first one for sure.
But that's a big ask.
It's a big time commitment.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is kind of where baseball is right now. It's trying to drum up more interest in the sport. Like for those people that you're talking about, we always have this conversation. It's a silly conversation because we always have it. You're not losing those people.
Right. Like
correct. The person that's going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning may be pissed that they have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but they're not going anywhere.
Well, if you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're doing it because you're already in.
Yeah, right. You're in.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
The 15-year-old is like, yeah, I kind of like it, but I could give or take, whatever. They're not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning if they don't have to. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. By the way.
Yeah, that's the other tough part, though, if you think about it.
What?
I mean, it's every sport's goal. I mean, it's our goal with, our job is to get a younger audience, is to get the younger audience involved. Like, if you're a dad that's trying to turn your kid into, and you love baseball, and you try to turn your kid into a diehard fan.
How does this do?
Hey, sorry, little Jimmy. The game starts at 3.
So I remember when I was a kid, and this is weird because it's not forever ago. I mean, it's a while back. The preseason football games, they didn't show them live. They would show them on tape delay, and the Giants would always be on WPIX, Channel 11 locally here in New York, and they'd show it at like 1 in the morning on Saturday night. So the game would go 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever, 1 in the morning. I remember me and my dad would stay up to like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's commitment.
Watching Giants preseason football. But like you said, they already had us, and that was preseason. So very different than the start of the season.
But I think that's part of the bigger problem with baseball, though, and just what I notice now coaching my son at this age is, I mean, it's hard to get kids interested in baseball. Like, for me, I love baseball. I still play baseball, so I kind of got my kids into it. And Milo actually enjoys baseball. But, I mean, you've seen, just think about when Ben was a little kid trying to get him up through T-ball in Little League.
Oh, it's a lot.
How hard it is.
And it's bad.
But not only that, but you see, the kids that are initially interested, now all of a sudden as they move up, you see, they just start peeling off because they're like, this is boring.
Right. Well, a lot of kids move to lacrosse now, which is a more active sport.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, baseball, and I love baseball, and my son is a very good baseball player, but it's a bland game. It is. It's a lot of downtime.
A lot of downtime. It takes a long time, especially when you go from coach pitch to kid pitch for the first time.
And there's a lot of it. It never goes away. Like professional baseball, Major League Baseball, you're talking about 162 games. We talk about football, and there's a lot of downtime in football, too. But there's 17 games.
Right, but you also have the physicality in football. You also have the instant gratification once you go from, if you're a star in college, your next step is
the NFL.
So people know who you are and they follow you, and then they're excited to watch you at the next step.
Your next step, if you're a stud in college, is going to be...
And they're going to be able to see you.
How many years in the minors to get to Major League Baseball?
Yeah. The game is underway.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very exciting. If you'd like to follow along, you can watch the game on ESPN. Here's what I suggest. Tell me how you feel about this. Watch the game on ESPN television. Maybe bring the audio down. As good as Carl Ravitch is, and he's excellent.
You don't need to hear him.
Bring the audio down just a smidge and pop our show
up. Yeah, mute it. You just need the sights.
All the way down.
Yeah, so I mean, we're not on TV, which is not our fault.
Right.
So people know.
I have my big fantasy baseball draft tonight.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a doozy.
Very nice.
Well, you know why?
Why?
It's an auction.
Oh, you're doing the auction.
It takes a long time.
But I like it.
You would like it.
I prefer the auction.
You would like it. But we're talking about 4 hours.
Yeah, we used to do that with the NFL playoffs. We would have a team auction. We'd auction off the teams.
That's translation for Dave. Going to stroll in here tomorrow. I am very tired.
I have nothing.
I got nothing, guys.
Well, no, see, I don't
What time does it start?
6:30.
Oof.
Here's why. Well, because normal people work until...
Well, it's not bad for you, though, because... Raymond, what time was tip tonight?
None.
Knicks don't play.
Oh, that's tomorrow night.
Knicks are tomorrow night in Denver.
Oh, why do I think it's...
That's a 9:10.
Because you're probably just combined.
Oh, it's 9 tomorrow. Perfect.
How is that perfect?
Better than 10?
I've had my last 10 o'clock.
I wouldn't define that as perfect.
I've had my last 10 o'clock tip, and I could not be happier.
He might not have to sleep here, though, at 9.
No, he won't have to sleep here at 9. 9 will be over by... He'll be done by 12:15.
Massive
differences. He'll be in his bed by 12:45, and he'll be fast asleep by 1 o'clock. Get a good 3.5 hours and turn around and come right back in for Friday morning.
Let's go.
Look at the size of Ohtani.
Ohtani is enormous. His first ever... This is a monumental moment we're dealing with right here. Ohtani's first ever at-bat as a member of the Dodgers.
Have you ever been to a game and seen him in person?
No. Have you? You
yes.
have, I guess.
He is a humongous
human being. You saw him at Yankee Stadium, or you were like out about this country?
No, I think I saw him at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah?
He's humongous.
Was it like 6'5"?
He's humongous.
Yeah.
It's not just the height. It's just the thickness.
He's like a prodigy, right? From the time he was like 16, they knew that he was this level of player.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is awesome.
You want me to play second?
Is he playing short now?
Yeah. Play some short? Whatever you need.
So, we have a lot to do today. We have, obviously, the Stump Rothenberg on the Wednesday. We have Stuff You Missed. We have the 3 stars. We have all that good stuff. My buddy just texted me. He goes, no way, it's only 4 hours. He goes, I would sign right now for 4 hours. The draft.
Oh, the auction, though.
Yeah, he said it'll take more than 4 hours. But regardless of that, from superchargers, exhaust kits, and more, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, easy to bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm actually really excited for you. And you know why?
Because I deserve it?
I'm so confused.
Safe.
I'm so confused how he just stole second and then they just forced him out at second base.
Well, he must have got sent back to first. Because we're not watching. You can't pay. I mean, we're not paying attention to it.
Right. I understand. But that's very perplexing. All right. Regardless of that. So I'm excited for you because you know what? Just let yourself go. Just let yourself go all in. I don't know if Tyron Smith's going to be healthy. I don't know if Mike Williams is going to be healthy. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to be. I'm assuming the defense is going to be pretty good. Just say, you know what? We're winning the whole thing. I'm all in.
Well, I don't need to say that.
No, I heard Rich Cimini on the K-Show yesterday, and they're like, Rich, do you think this is a playoff team? He's like, no, I don't think so. Come on. Go, let yourself go. Live a little. Say, we are in it. Right. We're going to win the whole thing here.
What did I tell you? What did RJ tell you? As this whole thing kind of just started to fall apart after the first 4 snaps, and people calling in, myself included, complaining about why is Zach Wilson our quarterback?
Right.
Why aren't we going out and finding, why are we willing to punt in the season? And we kept saying, and RJ would kind of sit me down and be like, listen, as bad as it is right now,
right?
As sick and tired of watching Zach Wilson play quarterback as you are right now, the second the season is over, you will be equally excited for the upcoming season. As long as Rodgers is back and he's healthy. And he was 1,000% correct. Maybe even more excited.
So are you all back
in? I have no choice. Yes, I'm all in.
Right. So this team's going to win the Super Bowl. Say it.
No, I'm not going to say that yet.
Why? Well, if they don't go to the Super Bowl, if they don't win the whole thing, this has been a failure. Look at what they've done here. Look at the pieces they've brought in.
I understand that, but there are still concerns about the pieces that they brought in. Yeah, you're right. If everything goes perfect and Tyron Smith stays healthy and Mike Williams is back and he stays healthy, yes.
yes, they have a legitimate chance, especially when you look at their division and what's happened with Miami.
Miami's taking a step back.
The pieces that they've lost.
New England is not good. And Buffalo, I think, is clearly your stiffest competition. But, I mean, you tell me.
And
if
our defense has actually played well against Buffalo.
Well against Buffalo, and Buffalo lost a couple key pieces to that team.
And I think it's safe to say the easiest road to the playoffs in the AFC is winning your division.
Because you could go 10-7 and not get in
if you don't
win your division.
Right. Look at the AFC North. I mean, you name it.
The North is brutal. The Chargers, well, we'll see what they're going to be. But, I mean, yeah, you got multiple teams in the South. Point being, you now have your left tackle, you have your right tackle, you have your second receiver. Now, are there question marks surrounding these guys? Absolutely. But you know what? Live a little. Let yourself think that
this is
going to be real and we're going to be all in. And now, it's fluid what you can do in the draft.
Right?
You could, if they took Brock Bowers, you'd say great. Oof. If they took a receiver, you'd say great. If they took an offensive lineman, you'd say great. If they moved back and stockpiled another pick or two, you'd say great. The one thing
There is a real temptation to take Brock Bowers if he's sitting there at 10.
Yeah, there is.
Real temptation.
You know, this Daniel Jeremiah mock draft of we're going to move up to 5, I'm not doing that. I'm not mortgaging more pieces to move up and take him. I'm just not doing it.
Well, no, I think that mock came up before they signed Mike Williams.
You can say what you like about Aaron Rodgers. You find him to be whatever you
polarizing.
Feel.
Let's call it
polarizing, difficult. You don't like him, political, all those things. Guys want to come play with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. They know how good Aaron Rodgers is. See, that's the funny thing about just playing professional sports. And I tell you this all the time, like how important it is to be yourself, because guys will sniff you out immediately. And that's not just players, that's coaches and everything else. Is a lot of the conversations that we have now, just noticing doing this job in the media or fans call in, how they feel about players is not how guys around the league or in a locker room feel about that player.
No, not at all. Clearly, he has not turned anybody off.
No, his teammates love him.
Right.
They watch him throw a football. They've seen what they've played against him. They know how good he is. And now having the opportunity, you know, especially knowing that this team is, they have no choice. They have to be all in. Right, I mean that's the other part of this is that they know whatever it's going to take to try to win now is what this team is going to do, and you got to give Joe Douglas credit, especially with the financial situation that the Jets were in for him to be able to maneuver so far the way that he's maneuvered,
right.
And get. I mean, I don't think if you asked him if we could ever get him on the show to a man, if he ever thought there was a chance that Tyron Smith was going to sign that kind of deal, he would have said no way.
It's attractive. I mean, I imagine he's not going to practice, and Mike Williams is coming off a major injury. Right? No. So you go out there.
Well, how about the fact that they don't let Mike Williams leave the building? How nice is that?
Love it. They're giving him, what, ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches?
Not ham. Pork roll,
Taylor ham. Take a choice.
But that's ham.
Yeah, but it's different. It's not just ham.
Okay, fine. Special ham, egg, and cheese.
You can't, if you're saying, I wish you give me a ham, egg, and cheese, it's not going to be a Taylor ham.
All right. I got to be honest. I'm not even sure what Taylor ham is.
Pork roll.
I don't know.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's nice.
It's tasty. Because
it's a Jersey thing, right?
It's a Jersey thing, yeah.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The DNR pregame party is back. It's soon, too. We're heading out to Publicans again in Manhasset, Long Island, Thursday, May the 2nd. Then riding the LIRR to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of Mets-Cubs before we get into the game at 1:10 p.m. Sit in section 129, so get your tickets there and we can all hang out. That's Thursday, May 2nd at Publicans, once again in Manhasset. Then right over to Citi Field. We'll see you all there.
Oh, we'll see everybody there.
I'm excited for this.
I cannot wait.
Just to show, I have a three-tweet back and forth,
okay,
which will show you how ridiculous this baseball situation is. Ready? Hinky Haynes. All it takes is a spring training Dodgers-Padres game in South Korea at 6 o'clock in the morning to draw Dave's attention away from the show. Victor Garcia responds, actually, this is a regular season game. To which Hinky Haynes responds, is it really?
Yeah, well, I mean, it has an exhibition feel because
but people don't even know this is a regular game.
I understand
game.
That, but that's where baseball is at, though, man. Like, well, what is the level of interest in baseball right now?
It's waning. Still a lot of money in baseball, though.
What's more exciting for people to be talking about right now? Is it the NFL offseason? Is it the upcoming draft? Is it, I mean, we're getting down to, in my opinion, the best playoffs in all professional sports, which is the NHL playoffs, or what's happening in the NBA? I mean, especially for us Mets fans, too. I mean, like, there's... Like, you pretty much told us you're punting on the season. Like, we're going to give a gap year. So how excited could you get? I'm excited because I love them.
Well, you're excited because it's the start of baseball, right?
And then on top of that, with the Yankees fans, I mean, Garrett Cole's out 2 months. Aaron Judge is dealing with an injury. I just lose DJ LeMahieu for God knows how long.
You're a Yankees fan. You're still pretty excited,
I know, but it takes some of the excitement out of it.
It does. Do you know how Mookie Betts got on base his first at-bat, by the way?
Pitch clock.
3-1 count, pitch clock violation.
Why do you end up back at first?
Because the catcher went to throw down to second and hit the umpire in the
junk?
No, in the
mask.
The mask.
Yay! Pitch clock.
Oh. By the way, and this is a little odd.
That's this upcoming week, right?
You Monday to Thursday of next week, you get Grasa, yeah. I find this to be odd. So I got my tea yesterday, got my tea again today. Mm-hmm. And Cataline, wonderful man, asked for you, how you doing? That's great. He goes, Dan Gross's
Hello, Martin.
Looks very skinny yesterday.
He said the same thing to me.
I said, okay, great. Today, I'm back there getting on the tee. He goes, did you talk to Dan Gross about being so skinny? I was like, no.
He called him half a Dan this morning.
Yeah, he said the same thing to me. He goes, he's so skinny, I'm wondering what's going on. He goes, is he okay? I was like, well, I didn't even think about this.
RJ, get Gross on the phone later in the show because he doesn't wake up till around 9-ish. Let's find out why he's so skinny. I didn't even notice he was that skinny.
But I got to tell you, and I've seen Grasso recently. I didn't look at him and think to myself, he looks too skinny. I think he looks great.
He's a big runner, is Dan.
He's a big runner.
He runs.
I'd like to see what it looks like him running, actually.
I think he'd be a fine runner.
Yeah,
can't feel my toes.
Doesn't strike me as like a real, like a runner.
Well, nobody strikes you as anything. Because you're like the preeminent athlete here at the station.
That's not true.
So everybody else, you think you pales in comparison.
No, I just don't want to. When I see Gross, I don't think like a runner.
He runs long distances. You know who else runs long distances? Ty. Yeah.
Ty's a big time runner, too.
I believe, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Ty might have just run the New York City half this past weekend.
Really?
I think so,
I didn't know that.
Let's get to some of these Jets calls. Because you know why? The people are so excited. They're so excited.
There
for this
are a million
Jets team.
Things I could name to you that I would prefer doing than running.
I hate running.
Hate running.
I can run on the treadmill because at least I can watch TV while I do that.
Ugh.
To be outside running,
it's a mental battle.
It's brutal.
My dad was like, "You should do cross country," because he used to do cross country. I told you the story.
Oh, it's terrible. The story when his things popped out
in the yearbook. Yeah,
right.
It's a photo in the yearbook.
That's nice.
He's like, "You should join the cross country team. It'd be good for your cardio for hockey."
He's right about
like
that.
Two practices in, we were like hiding in a tree waiting for people to come back because it was that. It was just.
And then would you pop out?
No, we'd wait for them to run by. And then
what's it?
Then we'd jump behind.
You know, a woman.
The Boston Marathon.
Almost won the Boston Marathon. Yeah. Like Rosie Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
She took the subway or what? The T, right? In Boston. Is that what it is? She took the T all the way to like the final couple of, couple of blocks, jumped out, finishes, wins the whole marathon. Took them days to realize she didn't win it.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. But she got no exercise in.
That's fine that she wasn't there for the exercise.
Like, wasn't that the woman on the subway that won the Boston Marathon? Can you imagine that?
All wrapped up. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I need an IV.
Heartbreak Hill.
Okay, crushed me there. All right, let's get to the Jets calls. Ira, Staten Island. Hi, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. And by the way, a good run is great, but I've trained too many runners where they die in the pool. They could run a 5K, and they can't do four laps without getting winded. So swimming aerobics completely different. It's much better than running.
That's what I've always. I'm not
swimming
even joking.
Is supposed to be the best.
I have heard that swimming is the most, you know, elite aerobic exercise to do because it touches everything.
That's how Joe Thomas lost all the weight when he retired.
Swimming, yeah.
100%. And listen, the Mike Williams signing. You know, I'm very, very thrilled about this whole situation. You know, of course, you know Douglas. What he had, he did a tremendous job. Well, once again. He was desperate. He got a bunch of 30-year-olds. I'm not going to go crazy with giving him credit with the contract because, you know, other teams could have jumped in, and they didn't. They did their job. The Mike Williams thing was the most impressive. They didn't let him leave the building. And I look at this situation with Williams. If he could stay healthy and he comes back fine, this might be the same type of combo that you had with Holmes and Edwards in 2010. Because Edwards had over 15 yards to catch easily. I think Holmes missed three or four games, so he didn't reach 1,000 yards. But that's the type of combination you're looking at. And you look at that, and I know they could use a depth on the offensive line, and at some point they'll draft a tackle, but the only missing piece now is Bowers. You put Bowers on this team, now you're talking about a legitimate, legitimate offense, even though you have Hackett as your offensive coordinator. And now it's up to Saleh. There is absolutely no excuses why this team should not be making noise at the end of next year.
I think he's right.
Well, of course he's right. But, I mean, all those things that need to happen. Like, Tyron Smith needs to stay healthy. Mike Williams, and here's the thing with Mike Williams. It's not necessarily, like, and this is the ACL, you know, and that, again, at his age, trying to come back, I think we're at a point now with the ACL. It's not so much missing time. It's when you kind of go back through his history with the Chargers, a lot of it's been kind of him being limited. Like, he's on the field, but he's dealing with something.
You know, it's funny. I felt the same way, and I thought, man, he's going to be good if he's healthy because he's always hurt. And then I looked at the number of games that he's played year by year, and he doesn't miss many games.
It's not that he's missing the games. It's all like he's nicked up with something.
So he's hobbled.
Like he's had a hammy, high ankle. Like
that's what it's felt like to me, and I was just surprised to see that. I think he's played 15, 16 games almost every year of his career, outside of, I think, it was like a 13-game season.
Right. Like, the level of physicality he plays with, he gets nicked up a lot. When he's on the field and he's right, contested catch-wise, what he's going to do for them in the red zone, big play threat down the field, all that stuff is great. I mean, RJ had it in the rundown today, and Samini had a pretty good article. I mean, you're talking about yards per reception. I mean, over the last however many years, almost 16 yards of reception.
If healthy, this could be the Jets' greatest wide receiver duo in franchise history.
Yeah, pretty close.
If healthy.
Pretty close.
Could be.
I mean, listen, what it's going to do for Garrett Wilson now? I mean, just the level of attention he had on him last year just because there was no one else.
There's nothing else.
And the other thing, too, that with Williams, he doesn't drop the ball. Like, there was a good stat, I think, over the last 23 games he's played. I think he's got one drop.
It's pretty remarkable.
That's, yeah.
I honestly, if you're not thrilled about the Jets right now, then you'll never be thrilled.
Well, I think
the
reason why you wouldn't be thrilled is because we're Jets fans.
And the other shoe always drops.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But you know what? In March, let it go. Live a little bit.
Yeah, there's no reason not to enjoy it right now.
Look at what you have. You have a quarterback who has the potential to be great. You have a number one receiver who I think is great. You have a number two receiver who has the potential, if healthy, to be great. You have a running back who is great. Your offensive line is way better. Left tackle, when healthy, great. Right tackle, huge upgrade. You still have the 10th pick in the draft. I mean, you're going to add either another offensive lineman or a tight end. I would think they're not going to take a receiver at 10, would be my thought. It's going to be either Bowers or an offensive lineman, but let yourself go a little bit, man.
Yeah, well, now you have, I mean, and this is the beauty of what you just did, too, is you said that you let the draft come to you now. Like, you have the flexibility to, if you want to trade back and try to pick up a second-round pick because
right.
You lost that. Or,
right.
I mean, there are so many things you can do.
That's right.
Especially now with, I mean, you know, how you feel like the top, you know, top nine are going to fall. If you got four quarterbacks going.
Four quarterbacks, three receivers.
I mean,
and I imagine one offensive lineman. So that's eight.
Yeah, I know.
So you're either going to have the second best offensive lineman or a potential franchise changing tight end.
And we've all seen the effect of having a really good tight end.
The only thing I'll say, and I don't know that I'm right about this, is when you look at all the tight ends in the league, and there's so many great ones, how many are like, it feels like you might not need to take a tight end that early.
Well, no, unless you think what you just said is true. Unless you think he's such, I mean, it's more of being an offensive weapon and just the ability, like a chess piece, like how you can use him.
Right, but like Kelsey, Kittle, Laporta, like you go around the league, none of these guys are early picks.
No, I know, but the way that people talk about this guy is it's not just like he's one of the like great tight ends that they've ever evaluated. Like
sure.
He's that kind of level good.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they take him, I won't kill it. I'm just saying it feels like you can get that elite tight end not in the first round. But if they get it and it works out, it'll be a huge win.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
It's time now for the tournament update. You tournament or tournament guy?
I was thinking about that the other day because I had to read where I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I say tournament.
So I'm a tournament guy.
Yeah.
And when I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, they jumped me. They're like, it's tournament. It's tournament. And I was like, I've heard both, and I'm from New York, and I say tournament, so leave me alone. And they're like, no, you have to say tournament.
It probably should be, I mean, because it should be, it's T-O-U-R.
So it should be tour.
Right. Tournament.
I mean, T-O-U-R, you say
tour. See, I thought I was, again, this is the beauty and the blessing and the curse
right.
of working with you, is because I hold you at such a high regard.
Right.
I mean, hell, NYIT had a day for you.
They really did.
So much
now they don't have sports, by the way.
They love and respect yes. you. Yeah, I still got to get in touch with that AD. I thought I was the one that was saying it. So I was in the car, like, I'm like, what's the right way to say this?
I don't know
is
that
it like
there
a
is,
Boston thing? Can I say popcorn?
I think it can go either way. So okay. I don't think you're wrong, but to jump people for saying it a different way than you. Anyhow, it's time now for the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Staten Island's own Wagner holds on against Howard. They refused to foul in the final moments, which was driving me insane. Insane. Why would you not
three
foul?
Three chances at that.
Foul him. Put him on the line for two, and now you win the game. Anyhow, they missed all three chances. Number 16, Wagner, advances. And for their efforts, they get to move on and play
North Carolina.
North Carolina where? In Charlotte.
Nice.
Tomorrow afternoon. Then in the late game, in what was, if you didn't stay up and watch this game, this was a good one.
Lucky you.
A real thriller. Colorado State rolled over Virginia. Number 10, Colorado State now will take on Texas tomorrow. Tonight, two more 16s battling. It's Grambling and Montana State, followed by Boise State and Colorado in another matchup of the 10 seeds.
Not a great look for the selection committee last night.
That Virginia was so brutal.
So brutal. They had 14 points in the first half.
They missed 17 shots in a row at one point.
They shot 17% in the first half.
I think they went 11 straight minutes without a basket. It was brutal. Brutal.
It set basketball back.
It was tough to watch. I'll tell you how bad it was.
You realize that's the second fewest points?
In the history of the tournament?
No, it's this by an ACC team in the tournament. Second to
history.
Oh, yeah, Virginia.
Virginia again.
Who scored 39.
Well, I didn't hear it, but I heard people talking about it last night, that I guess Tony Bennett said after the game, he's like, you know, I might have to reevaluate how we...
Maybe.
I mean, they can't score.
Yes, they
but 14
points.
They did win a national championship.
Right, but they also, I mean, they also had a first-round exit to a 16 seed.
Right, and that was the first ever.
Yeah.
And that's your tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is a proud sponsor of the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. All right, now here's where it becomes a little bit unattractive here. RJ, hi.
Good morning, Dave.
Rick, of course, here we've said hi. We've done all the salutations. I said to him moments ago, I said, you know, RJ had a really nice pre-show rundown. Because I think you've started to take notice. I'm big into the pre-show rundown. Like the day before, the look ahead. I'm big into that now. You put yesterday, maybe the Giants are just playing this genius game of chess and putting out some information that they're so interested in the quarterback, they don't really want the quarterback. They want Malik Nabers, right? You think maybe the Giants are being somewhat diabolical here, right?
Yeah, I believe I cited Rick. I think he was the one to say yesterday. But yeah,
this is going to blow up right in my face.
Yes!
So I didn't hear him say that at all yesterday.
Said Tippmann got engaged, didn't hear it.
Well, you know why? Because somebody sent me a tweet on that. He said that Tippmann got engaged, and then he got sexually dirty.
Yeah, so here's the thing that gives that some legs. I do remember the dirty comment, but I don't remember the Tippmann.
Yeah, so, I agree.
You know what? Maybe there's something there. Maybe we owe Rick an apology.
No, we don't owe him an apology because I think what happened was his commentary was so off-putting that we blocked it out, and I'm sure there was a dump button involved. And
In our mind,
we used our own mental dump button, and we eliminated that from having ever happened. Anyhow, so you're telling me he mentioned yesterday on the show about Nabers, sixth Giants genius that they're making splashy, you know, noise that another team is going to jump up, take the quarterback, and the Giants are sitting there waiting for Nabers?
Briefly, yes.
So for me not to remember that is on him or on me?
I mean, listen.
Well, how would it be on me?
Yeah,
well, because maybe. How am I getting
blamed? Well, you know what? If you bring up a point.
I didn't say anything sexual after that.
If you bring up a point and your co-host doesn't remember it the next day, how well did you really bring it up in the first place? I think you have to look internal and say, maybe I need to be stronger with my points.
No. How many? No, because you get too much. It's too much stimulation for you. You got too many screens, and you also were a little bit off yesterday because you didn't have your cell phone.
I did not have my cell phone.
And the thought that maybe RJ has a little side thing going on with Sherry because now they're texting back and forth.
I think that's nice.
And she had his number in her phone already.
Do you think I feel remotely threatened that RJ and Sherry have a nice relationship?
Look at how handsome this man is.
I'm not concerned. If I got home after the show today and RJ was there having lunch with Sherry, I'd be like, this is great. RJ's here. RJ, I welcome you into my home.
You have no reason to be concerned.
The only thing that would upset me...
What if she had those boots on though, RJ?
I'm not comfortable with this conversation.
The only thing that would upset me is if I, maybe had like a banana, went upstairs,
and then you were
ready to get into bed, and then the two of them were in the bed. That would upset me. But if I got home...
Boy, that escalated.
Yeah. If I got home and they were hanging out having like a grilled cheese and tomato sandwich...
What do you think the lunch was leading to?
Just friendly conversation? See, I wouldn't think that.
What would you think then?
See, I have implicit trust in my wife, and I also have implicit trust in RJ. The last thing I would think is that they would be doing some floozy business.
Hold on. Time out. How could you possibly trust either of them...
What do you mean?
If RJ leaves the studio before you, speeds to your home, and beats you there to have a lunch with Sherry and not telling you.
Well, I'll tell you.
That'd be a little shady.
I have my own lunch today in New York City, so I'm not going to be going home right after. If I get home and RJ, I see like, ooh, what's that car doing here? Whose car is that? I go inside. RJ's there having lunch. Great.
No, it's not.
What do you
great.
Mean? Why?
Because he never told you. If he said, hey, listen, Dave, Sherry invited me over for lunch. Hopefully I'll see you when you get back from your lunch.
You're very distrusting.
No.
You don't trust your wife?
Of course I trust my
wife.
So
if you got home and I was there and I was having lunch with Cass, you'd be like, no, this is not okay.
No, I'd be like, what the hell is happening here?
See, so you're not trusting?
No, I'd be like, why didn't you tell me you were coming to my house? I can't get you to Long Island, period.
Right.
But all of a sudden now, you just...
I was like, you know what? I was at my mom's. I had to help her with something at her house, and I just figured, let me pop over and say hi to Cass.
And I'd be like, I was just at your mom's, and you weren't there.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where I was.
All right. So I think we've gotten to the bottom of this now. He's concerned. He doesn't trust Cassie.
No, RJ, would you be weirded out at all if I just, you walked into your apartment and I was sitting there having lunch with Ange and never told you?
It would be nice.
Knowing that you had your own lunch and you wouldn't be home.
I think it'd be a little odd.
A little?
I
think it would be really nice.
Oh, my God.
And, RJ, you're always welcome, invitation or not.
I appreciate that. I think, but I don't think I'm a threatening figure.
I don't.
Those are the ones you can't trust.
No, you know what? I don't feel that with anybody. If Sherry wants to have somebody over to have lunch, she's welcome to do it. I trust her implicitly. I'm not going to sit here and put a leash on her and say, no, you
I'm
can't
not
do,
saying
you
leash. Can, I'm
and
saying,
grab her no. by the leash, the choke collar, be like, no, what lady, you can't do that. What, I don't own her. What, if she wants to have lunch, have lunch.
What you do in your
she
bedroom
gotta
is,
eat.
Your, is your own business.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit weird if he never, RJ, never mentioned to you, hey, by the way, I'm headed over to your house to have lunch with Sherry.
How about if he's like, you know what, I might be going up to Westchester this afternoon.
Because he would be uncomfortable. Like a good friend would be uncomfortable if your buddy's spouse invited you over for lunch and didn't tell
I'd have
your buddy.
Zero problem with it.
I'd be like, hey, do you realize I'm coming over your house for lunch today? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? Sherry never told you that I'm coming over for lunch? That would be weird.
That'd be great.
And it's very far out of the way.
I think they'd have a great
and it's
time.
A long distance. It's like,
she's
hey,
a great conversationalist. She's very
terrific.
Bright.
I spend more time with her than I do you when we get together.
Yeah, that's right. Because she's awesome.
She's awesome.
Right. So I would think but that anybody would want to hang out and get to know her a little bit
I
better.
I would tell you, hey, Sherry, we get some coaching stuff we want to talk about. She invited me over for lunch. I would tell you that.
I walk in the house. Dogs barking. Dogs ran away yesterday
on
her watch.
Better her watch than your watch.
No watch is effective with these dogs. I walk into the house. You're there, sitting at the table, having egg whites and crispy bacon. I'm like, Rick is here. This is great.
I would feel uncomfortable not telling you.
Why?
Because that's weird.
All right.
You have three people that think it's weird. You're the only one that doesn't.
Raymond, you think it's weird?
It's absolutely weird.
He's like this blissful ignorance that he lives in.
Yeah, because I trust her. I have implicit trust with my wife.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
What if you walk in and we're eating lunch and she's wearing a Cowboys jersey?
That would bother
that
me.
That she secretly loves the Cowboys.
That would... that, I walk in...
That sets you off.
She's wearing a Cowboys jersey. You know what? I'm going to grab her by the wrist, take her into another room. I want to talk to you. Who do you think you are wearing a Cowboys
Not
jersey?
Not who's this man you're eating lunch with. Why do you have a Cowboys jersey?
No. Like, Ray, hey, how are you? Grab her. What are you doing?
Like they slam the laptop shut, and they're trying to figure out a way to rework Dex contract. What is this in your history?
Yeah, then, you're that's telling me we can't extend them out a little bit?
The accusations fly, and then all the hurtful things that you can't take back.
You steal her phone late at night. You're not going through her text. You're like, why are you at Spotrek looking at Prescott's contract?
All I've done is trust you, and you have the nerve to wear a Cowboys jersey in the sanctity of our own home?
She'd be a sports floozy. Is what
so you don't mind that Raymond wasn't wearing pants? Pants, schmants, no!
He was naked? No, I didn't notice that.
I didn't even notice that. What I noticed is you in the Cowboys jersey. That would bother me. A lot.
Great. The whole thing should bother you. You walk in, Raymond's naked. That should bother you.
I wouldn't love that.
No, of course. Of course.
Why are you dragging me into this? This has nothing to do
also
with me.
Eating, the single eating naked, I find to be odd.
Like a snack, maybe snacking naked.
No, that's also
like if you
odd.
Want to go grab a snack.
Just, no.
Like that's... you're just finishing up the throes of passion. You're like, you know what? I'm a little hungry. I need some sustenance.
Throes of passion, walk downstairs.
Yeah.
But I would still think that you put on some kind of an undergarment.
You're the home by yourself.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying you can't do it. I just find it. But so you sit down for a meal naked?
No.
That's odd, right?
No, I'm not saying sit at the kitchen table
like
naked.
You're sitting down having a filet, right? Naked. That's a little strange.
Or some steak frites.
Right. Steak frites.
No, I'm not sitting at the table naked.
No. Let's go to Justin in Tom's River. Hi, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my phone call, as always. You know, I obviously copy your sentiment with the Jets, guys. You know, going into this offseason, I was not very thrilled with what was going on with the Jets. I really have to applaud Joe Douglas. He really made some very savvy moves. And I think Joe Douglas, when he is at his best, is making trades. And obviously, you've seen that through his career, making that Jamal Adams trade. I really think he addressed a lot of the needs on this team. And the only thing any knock I would have on Joe Douglas is not bringing back Bryce up or getting any draft capital for him. But besides that, he's done an absolute spectacular job. And as a Jets fan, I'm really looking forward to this season because going into the offseason, I didn't think he'd be able to fix the offensive line like the way he did. If this team stays healthy, there's no reason why we can't make a deep playoff run. And I really hope the Jets this year get off the schneid with the playoffs and win this division for the first time.
Oh, you better get into the playoffs. I mean, off the schneid, you
better.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
What would you say realistically you got to do this year for you to say, you know what, that was pretty darn good? AFC championship game?
Because
Rick, here's the problem.
No.
There is no, we're building to next season.
Apparently there is. Because he said he wants to play 2, 3, 4 years.
Okay.
So
how many quarterbacks are good at 41?
Tom Brady was good at 41.
Okay, other than that?
That's a short list.
All right.
Right. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I mean, if they win the division, host a playoff game, win that playoff game, and you know Aaron is coming back and he looks great, I think there's still reasons to be excited. If he just looks okay.
If Aaron is awesome and says, I want to come back for another year, which he has intimated, yes. But you know what? Tyron, now you need a left tackle again, potentially. Your second receiver you're not
sure
about.
Well, maybe that's why with the 10th pick you draft a tackle.
So that's what I would still do. I would still, because
I think there's going to be temptation to do, well, because you can do all sorts of things.
There's temptation to do all these different things.
But if I know the draft is loaded in the two positions that I'm interested in, and I can get, and I can move back to wherever and pick up a couple, you know, pick up an extra pick.
How about this? I'm going to make a move. Ready?
Make a move.
You trade back.
Yep.
Somehow Bowers lands to you at 13, and you add a second round pick.
That would be great.
You would lose that. That would make you
right,
lose your mind.
Because now I can take my tackle in the second round, and I can take a receiver in the third round.
That would make you lose your mind. Purple Belt Mike, he's already losing his mind. Good morning, Michael.
Woo! Oh man, this is the best roster the Jets have ever had. You're going to compliment a top five defense with a top five offense. Sign me up, baby. And Brock Bowers is coming. The league is on notice. Pat Mahomes is scared. Josh Allen is scared.
I don't think Pat Mahomes is scared.
Joe afraid.
Pat Mahomes is
scared
of nothing.
They're going to be scared, baby. This is the Jets, and we're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's what you just said. What you just said, Mike, is the biggest problem. This is the Jets.
It's happening, baby. I don't care.
I hope you're right.
It's happening. You got to believe. It's happening.
I love his passion.
Happening.
I love Mike. I'm not kidding. I love your passion. I love your excitement. I think it's awesome.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, Jets.
Are you with us on May 2nd, the big pregame party at Publicans and on?
Oh, you know it.
Of course, he was there last year.
Well, I know he was there last year. I'm just confirming.
He's coming to pickleball too.
Oh, so you, I mean,
too. Mike, hell at what yeah. point do we move up? I mean, are we going to be calling you Brown Belt Mike at some point here?
Yeah, like, why are you still up? Purple Belt Mike?
Well, you know, I had the back surgery, so I was out for 6 months. And then I got like another probably year and a half before I'm brown belt.
Wow. Takes that
a
long.
A year?
Huh?
Another year and a half?
Yeah. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, it's not no McDojo where you get a black belt in 3 years. You got to put like 10 years in.
10 years. So you've been a purple belt for a very long time.
I've been a purple belt since November of 2022.
All right. So it's not that long.
Well, plus take into account the 6 months of the back surgery.
Right.
Yeah,
and then he's got another year and a half. Yeah. So it's a long time, but it's not that long.
Well, I'm not familiar with the
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu
belt system.
Does it go from purple to brown? Or
brown's the next one, I think.
And then black?
Well, I never made it through karate because like, I kicked Nana Ginny in the chest. They pulled me out.
Why?
Because she asked me what I learned in karate, so I showed her and I
okay,
kicked her in the chest.
You didn't need to show her,
well,
like on
she
her.
Asked.
This is your grandmother?
Yes, yes.
This is a feeble woman.
She wasn't feeble at that time.
Who's gumming her food,
no.
and you have the audacity to kick her right in the
gumming
chest?
Gumming her food. She had beautiful dentures. No, she said, wait, what did you learn? I said, what? Right in the chest.
Only you.
And they pulled me out.
Of course they pulled you out, because you were a violent child. You had
violent
tendencies.
I was trying to show off what I learned. Don't ask me that.
Yeah, break a board.
They didn't have boards. Where's he going to get a board?
I don't know.
No, right.
Kick your grandmother in the chest.
She
at least,
was fine.
You know, grab Al. Hey, I'll show you on my brother.
Yeah, Al wasn't there. She asked, so I showed her.
What kind of a savage would. Raymond, am I wrong? He kicked his grandmother in the chest, showing her what karate moves he's learned?
You were pretty casual about it, I got to
say. It wasn't
say.
The face.
Grandma Ginny. Poor Grandma Ginny.
I mean, your poor grandmother.
Grandma Ginny is tough. She's running.
She should never have
reaction?
To jump those hurdles, though.
What was her reaction?
She was startled.
Did she go down?
She went to a knee.
She took a knee.
She went to a knee.
You kicked
I packed a lot of power.
I mean, let's think about this.
Grandma, check
how
this
would,
out.
How would you feel if Milo doesn't take karate,
no.
does he?
No.
If Milo was taking karate and your in-laws were over and Doc, one of the great humans to walk the earth, was like, so Milo, what'd you do in karate today? And he kicked your father-in-law in the chest and sent him to a knee. How would that go over?
Depending on how the kick looked.
And then Milo was like, but he asked me what I learned. You would destroy the kid.
No, I would not destroy the kid. I said, why would you kick your grandfather like that?
Sweep the leg.
Plus, he's nine. I was not nine.
How old were you?
I was younger. I was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6.
So there's the excuse.
Well, I don't think there's any excuse. In hindsight, it was probably not the best thing
to do. Did you apologize to grandma?
Of course.
Okay. Brett Michaels coming to PNC Bank Arts Center Friday, August the 30th. And ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com. or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot of people on the lines who want to talk to us. We'll get to the Knicks and what's going on with them injury-wise and how great Jalen Brunson has been. Some Yankees news to get into. 1-800-919-3776. Stump Rothenberg in 50 minutes from right now. It's DNR with you on 98.7 ESPN.
Wax on, hat. Wax off, hat.
And now, a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 30 years. 50 years, in fact. Let's add 20 to the 30. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.